Hi, this is George Securus, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson welcoming you back to TV Confidential Radio Talk Show about television. Always happy to welcome back our friend Dee Wallace. Dee Wallace, the legendary Scream Queen, also known around the world as Mary, the mom on ET, the extraterrestrial. Calendar year 2022 marks the 40th anniversary of the release of ET. The tremendous success of ET not only changed the course of Dee's life as an actress, it allowed her to change and expand how she saw herself as a person. Well, that sounds kind of heady, folks. It actually is not, and Dee will explain why in just a second. Dee Wallace, also an accomplished teacher, author, and radio host, her weekly radio program, Conscious Creation, emphasizes the principle of empowerment. Plus, she conducts monthly webinars and private sessions all over the world. Dee's latest book, Born, Giving Birth to a New You, takes the concepts of the law of attraction a step further, while also simplifying everything we think we know about the power of self-creation. We'll talk about that in just a second as well. Dee Wallace, welcome back to our program.
Oh, my gosh, what an intro. I've got to live up to that in 30 minutes.
And an early happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, darling. Thank you. Yeah, I'm a big birthday girl, so we like kind of celebrate all month.
Well, and you celebrate all month, but one of the core ideas Born, your new book, as well as your radio program, Conscious Creation, is that every day is a chance to become reborn, so to speak, by redirecting the energy that all of us have inside of us.
Yes, and I did not name it Reborn for a reason, because if we continue to try and be reborn, we are holding our focus on all the stuff we want to change.
Yes.
And that doesn't create a new life that you want.
Right, because if you're reborn, you're holding on to all the good and bad things about you before.
Yeah.
And one of your core principles, one of the things you live by, is just because we were raised a certain way or raised to believe a certain way, that doesn't mean we have to continue letting ourselves be defined by that.
Well, we can't, literally. We can't if we're going to create the lives we want. So, like I tell my daughter, look, take all the great things about me and your dad. Take all the great, amazing things that we gave you, and all the limitations and all the stuff you picked up about our careers and life and all that, that's your opportunity to rewrite your own story. And she really has, man. She's now a two-time best-selling author. She's crazy successful now and happy and found the love of her life. But I think that's important for us to give ourselves permission that we love the people that birthed us and we love them for what they taught us. And we chose them to really come in and understand a lot of what we don't want also. So it's up to us to really choose and be clear about what we want and then commit to that.
Dee Wallace is on the line with us. Dee Wallace, star of E.T., Critters, Cujo, Just Add Magic, many other movies and TV series. Dee's latest book, Born, Giving Birth to a New You, takes the principles about self-creation that Dee has taught and lived by for many years and breaks them down in a very, very simple way. Born is not a book about affirmations or waiting for directions from an outside force. Rather, Born is a book about recognizing and redirecting the energy we all have inside ourselves to create the life that we want to live. Born, available Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, wherever books are sold online, as well as imdwallace.com. You can also follow D on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. You kind of joked. You deliberately did not call the book Reborn, but I suppose you could have called it Reboot, because that...
I like that.
Yes, yes. And if... Feel free to appropriate that as a talking point when you do future interviews. But no, because one of your key principles is something you call the zero point, which goes back to cleansing, for lack of a better word, you know, shirking the beliefs that defined us previously that may have limited us, and starting all over again, which is. If you think of all of us as living, breathing computers, that's essentially a reboot and starting with a brand new system.
Yeah, you're putting in a new disk drive, for sure. And yeah, and I want everybody to know this book does not go against any religion. It actually explains why religion and spirituality and brain science are all saying the same thing.
Right, which is...
You're the creator of your own life.
Exactly, and it's recognizing the energy we all have and directing it in the way we want to create it versus the way we were told to live our lives when we were little kids.
Exactly. You know, in the good book it says, ask and ye receive. But most people don't understand that ask in the original Hebrew means claim or demand. So what that really means is this will be delivered to me now. And I think so many people get confused between power and force. True power through love is the most powerful creative tool on earth. And what's the first thing I learned anyway in Bible school? God is love. It's interchangeable, right? So we have to powerfully say, I am claiming this for myself. I am claiming this. But then, of course, you have to be clear about what you're choosing and committing to before you can do that. And I have to tell you that that's where most people fall out. They think they know what they want, but they don't really know what they want. And I can literally talk to somebody for 20 minutes and go, okay, what do you want? Well, I don't want to have to worry about money. Good. What do you want? Well, I don't want to be so worried about money. Good. What do you want? Well, I don't want to be frustrated that I... And this will go on for 20 minutes until finally they get so mad at me. They go, God, I want more money. And I went, that's the first time that you told me what you wanted.
You're right, because you're focusing, we tend to focus on the negative.
We are taught to. We are taught to say and focus on what we don't want. And we think that's going to get us what we do want. If you take that next step, and go, okay, this is what I don't want. Well, what do I do want then? And regurgitate that into a positive, and then say, I am creating that positive. Then you're on your way.
Well, what I want is to continue this conversation with our guest, D. Wallace. D. Wallace, star of E.T., Critters, Cujo, Just Add Magic, many other movies and TV series. D.'s latest book, Born, Giving Birth to a New You, shows how spirituality, brain science, and religion not only all teach the same principles, but can help us all create the life we want by accepting the power of love. Born, available through Amazon.com, BarnesNoble.com, wherever you find books sold online, as well as IMDWallace.com. You can also follow D on Instagram, Twitter, as well as D Wallace official Facebook page.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
One of the things I love about Born D is it talks about a principle that you and I have talked about both on and off the air, which is called channeling.
Yes.
Which is, in its essence, it's the idea that consciousness creates form. I'm thinking of you, or I'm watching an episode of you on Lou Grant last night, and all of a sudden, I get an invitation to talk to you on my radio program.
Yes, that's a great example. And anybody can channel. Children, young children, do it automatically until we teach them that they can't. And all channeling is every piece of information about the universe and what you want to know is hanging out right above your head. You have to ask for it,
mm-hmm.
and you have to trust yourself then that you are simply the telephone bringing in the information. Now, when you do that work through love, you cannot mishandle the power of it. A lot of people that I work with going, well, gosh, if I'm so powerful, you know, well, what if I bring in dark energy? So let me just address that for a minute, because let's all go back in fifth grade. In fifth grade, we learned that everything is energy. Energy's always been, energy always will be. Energy is neutral until you give it a direction toward a positive or a negative spin. There is no such thing as dark energy. There is energy that people have taken and directed into dark things, for sure.
Right. Another way of putting at it, and this is an example you use in the book, and it's amazingly simple when you think about it. We have clean energy, but we tend to put mud in our energy, and that's when we get stuck focusing on the negative instead of looking in terms of what I really want, which is focusing on the positive.
Exactly. And, you know, it's kind of a no-brainer, guys. What I love about Born is that it allows everybody to understand how simple creation is. It's easy to read. I literally am the girl next door from Kansas. I wrote the book for me so that everybody could understand it. And, you know, I'm just excited about the freedom that everybody will be able to experience if they apply what I've written in the book.
And I've talked to Dee enough times that I can tell you reading Born is like sitting down and talking to Dee.
Thank you. Okay. Great compliment.
Okay.
That's a great compliment for me, because that was my, look, I won't name names, but I pick up some best-selling authors in the creation process. I can't even get through a chapter. I mean, it's so heavy and so intellectual, and I don't think they're doing us a service by making it sound so difficult, because it's not. You know, I jokingly say, look, God created the world in 7 days. How hard could it be? Right? So, look, I am convinced at this point, I point them out in the book, how sections of the Bible coincide with exactly what brain science is teaching right now. I really believe Christ was teaching brain science in the only way, with the only words and concepts that they have been. For example, think only on these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think only on love and joy and peace and all the positives. Well, because if you think on those things, that's what you manifest in your life. When you think on the negative things, you will attract the negative things to you. Brain scientists, whatever you... Now, I want to quickly go into, because so many people think, oh, the creation process is happenstance and it's luck. So I want to tell everybody simply how it works. We are electrical beings. They measure our hearts through an electrocardiogram, our brains through an electroencephalogram. Every thought, every feeling, every beat you have has an electrical charge to it, which shoots through your body and shoots out into the universe, which happens to be an electromagnetic universe.
Mm-hmm.
It's an electromagnetic universe. So every thought and feeling that we're sending out, the universe is looking for a match to that circuit so that it can plug in with you.
Yeah.
If it's a positive circuit, it's going to plug in the positive and you're going to get more positive back. If it's a negative, it's going to plug into the negative, and it's not the universe's job to judge whether it's positive or negative. It's just its job to match. That's why we were sent here, to experience free will.
Another way of looking at it, and this focuses on the, at least I think this focuses on the positive, D, is that the universe is set up to help us win, to help us succeed at life if we're open to receiving it. All the things we need to survive and thrive and live the life we want to live are there at our disposal. We have to be receptive and channel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you have to know what you want. My little accompanying children's book, Bapalapalu and the I Love Me's, the first book addresses the little boy choosing to be who he wants to be. And how we define ourselves is so incredibly important, because that is a direction to our energy to be that. If you get up and say, oh my God, I'm so tired, your body and your energy and your brain will go, okay, we'll match that. We'll give you more tired.
Bapalapalu and the I Love Me's is like the spinoff of Bapalapalu the bear.
Yes.
The bear that Dee created, which is also a teaching tool for children ages 4 to 7. Bapalapalu and the I Love Me's, the most powerful little bear on the planet, also available Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, wherever books are sold online, as well as the other book we've been chatting about, Born, Giving Birth to a New You, available wherever books are sold online, as well as IamDWallace.com. You mentioned that Born is a book that you have wanted to write for a long, long time. Was there any one thing that made you decide, okay, now's the time to do this?
Yeah, the pandemic.
I'm nodding my head.
Well, you know, I woke up one morning and all the studios were closed. And I said, oh my God, how am I going to make a living? And my channel said, D, the studios aren't your living. Your consciousness is your living.
Mm-hmm.
So get busy and create. So I got up every day and I said, okay, what can I create today? And one day I got up and it said, write the book. So I did. You know, I had to wait to write this book because I had to really solidify the the principles of the zero point and the three pillars.
And we'll pick up that thread on the other side of the break. Dee Wallace is on the line with us. Dee Wallace, star of E.T. the Extraterrestrial, host of the radio show Conscious Creation, author of many books, the latest of which is called Born, Giving Birth to a New You. When we come back, we'll talk about how the principles of self-creation helped Dee manifest a role in a television show that ended up running 3 years. We'll also talk about how the character of E.T. himself teaches the principles of self-creation. All that and more when we continue our conversation with Dee Wallace here on TV Confidential.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty Group, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/tvconfidential, x.com/tvconfidential, or @tvconfidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.